Okay. Now the gopher. Tell me about the gopher.
Now the gopher will move around the house.
So he lives on the land all the time.
He lives in the woods and most down on the Oak Ridge. And they have a hole. Their home is in the ground. But they come they go in and out.
And they're different from the terrapins.
Yeah, they're different.
Uh-huh.
But they'll come to your house and stay there if you let them.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to let one sleep around here. And then in the hole, you most likely they'll find a rattlesnake.
In the gopher hole?
A rattlesnake go down in there. Rattlesnake's the only thing can live in a gopher hole. With.
Uh-huh.
A gopher's the only thing can live down there with a rattlesnake.
Well, you mean they both
live
down there in the
hole? Yeah, the rattlesnake will go down there and make his nest in the ground. I mean, make his home down there with the gopher. Because you see, the gopher do just like the other one, pull themselves in the shell, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you know, home.
Mm-hmm.
His head and everything. That's a shelter.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
They call them chitlins.
And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
They tell me that the cow can, but I mean you can't eat the cow, but I don't go for it. But that's what they tell me.
Well, what do they call it?
Well, I guess they would call them. We call ours intestine. But I guess they would call them chitlin, just like the hog.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
What do you call something that a person gets into to row himself across a lake?
Boat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow tick.
Yeah, and what do you call the thing that you put the pillow inside of when you make up
a pillow? Oh, the pillow cage.
Do you have a particular name for a boat that has a square bow that's used on freshwater rivers?
Oh, what you use with the battle?
Uh-huh. Wait a minute now. Now, is the bow used on fresh?
Yeah, when a man get in and have a paddle, we come with the bow, then you paddle yourself like this until you get across.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now, do you ever use oars with a
bathtub? Oars? I don't know about the oars. I mean, because they have so many electric motors now in the boats and things.
Yeah, that's true.
But my dad used to have a boat all made out of, first thing was canoes, and then from that, the boat, but they were made, the canoes were dug out. But,
what kind of wood did they make the canoes out of?
Yeah, it must have been out of cypress wood, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But, I think the boats were made out of cypress wood, too. But anyway, I remember my father having one. And everybody remembers from me that. And he had him a trawl built in there. And you have a place in there where you can lock your fish up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your seat crossed there. And you get in, and you paddle anywhere you want in.
Mm-hmm.
I have rowed in there. But I wasn't crazy about the ride.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what?
Necklace.
Or you could say it's a pretty something with beads. A pretty
string of beads.
Mm-hmm. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really put the other